So those of you who have been at this service for the last couple of years know that I usually pick a fruit or a vegetable that I will wax philosophical about. The first year it was tomatoes, kind of the obvious choice for Sacramento. Last year I talked about corn, and I gave instructions on how to eat an ear of corn effectively. So this year I gave a lot of thought because I wanted to have a fruit. So, and of course the answer's kind of given away there in the picture, but I want to tell you about my thought process of how I got to choose the peach as the fruit. So of course I kind of went through all the summer fruits in my mind. I'm a big fan of summer fruits, so I had to taste test a lot of these, of course. Now, plums are good. But you know, they're kind of utilitarian. Little soldier kind of sitting there all round. Not a lot of smell. Love the plum, but not the one I was looking for. And then the nectarine, another really good fruit, a very sturdy fruit. Very sturdy fruit. You can put it in your purse and it doesn't get all messy. It comes with its own container. A good flavor. Not big on smell. And I don't know, it tries a little too hard, the nectarine does. Just a little too hard. Let's see, what else did I run through here? Oh, I thought about blackberries. Great. The whole picking blackberries thing. Used to have them in my yard, love them. Plump, the essence of summer, but little diminutive, you know, a little small to have the big presence for the summer. Cantaloupe, oh, way too sloppy. Opening that thing up, all that gush comes out. No, way too sloppy. Best to keep that to myself. Watermelons, you know, watermelons are a project. And maybe if I was doing a sermon on, or a homily on the covenant of vegetables and fruits and the community commitment to fruits and vegetables, I'd talk about the watermelon, but love to eat it, hate to cut it up. I mean, it's a project. So, I chose the peach, but not as a default. I chose the peach because peaches play hard to get. Hard to get because, frankly, because of the fuzz. The beautiful soft fuzz, right? But, you know, I don't know about you, but I am not a fan of the fuzz. But the fragrance just totally draws me in. Just, oh, I have a peach right here. Roger brought it to me from the farmer's market. I can get a little hit on it. Oh, so good, the smell. And you know, when you have to peel a peach, you know, you don't peel your plums, your apricots, your nectarines, but you peel the peach and you kind of have a bit of an intimate experience with it. You cut it, you peel off the peel, and then, oh, that succulent. Breathe in that smell, the succulent flavor of the peach. Summer in a fruit, a beautiful, beautiful thing. But I have to tell you that part of my prejudice towards peaches comes from my family and my childhood. Every year, I grew up in the East Bay in Hayward, which is a fairly blue-collar community in the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay. And every year, my family would go out and pick peaches in Brentwood. Some of you may have done that or know Brentwood's somewhere near Livermore. And we'd all drive out. We had one of those station wagons with the wood panels. Back in the days when those cars were, like, really long. And I remember I used to love to sit in the way back, and you'd face backwards in the way back. No seatbelts, of course. You know, this was, like, the late 60s, so it was a different world then. So we'd all drive out to Brentwood, so all would be my parents and my mother's parents, my grandmother and grandfather, both fairly, they both immigrated from Italy, fairly old world, really important to me in my childhood, and my sister, who's about 3 years older than me. We'd all pile in the station wagon and head out to Brentwood. And I remember the tin buckets that they would give us. We were always ambitious. We'd always get lots and lots of tin buckets. I remember the ladders at the trees that you'd climb up. And everyone in my family had a job. Nobody was assigning them out. It's just, you know, that's how families are, right? Everybody kind of knows their role. My grandfather's role was to be the taste tester eating peaches almost continuously while we were there. My mother's job was to say, Dad, you're going to make yourself sick. My father's job was to pick peaches under the watchful supervision of my grandmother, who loved to tell my father what to do and how to do it. My sister's job was to minimize work of any kind. And my job was to climb as high as I could on the ladder and even into the trees without anybody noticing what I was doing. So that was our family time together out there, each of us in our jobs. And of course, we picked at least 100 pounds of peaches. And year after year, the story was, oh, we picked too many. Oh, my gosh. Oh. And we'd weigh our peaches, and we'd fill up the back of the station wagon with the peaches until it was kind of, you know, sinking down on the low side. And everybody would pile back in the station wagon. We knew that there was freezing and canning ahead of us. But in that moment, with the smell of the peaches filling the car, the memories of the sun and being together, it was so sweet. So sweet, just like these beautiful summer peaches, a summer blessing of family, the sweetness of being together and sharing the blessings of summer.